Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Just watching some Kyle Pitts highlights. That's pretty much most of the highlights last night. Atlanta with the upset in Tampa.
Is that the Zach TV in there?
Ours is off. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't turn ours on. Whatever. I don't mind watching highlights or anything, but I knew there was. Well, I knew from yesterday there was no golf, no soccer, no just sort of like.
Wow.
Forget it.
I'm not even out to the bowl games yet.
Right.
We're not there yet. Prime had last night's game. Sal Capaccio with us. Did you know this, Sal? My understanding is Prime has a playoff game this year.
Ooh, I would not doubt that's the case, yeah. I don't know for sure, but I think that's right, yeah.
I looked at a schedule today. Peacock doesn't. Peacock has a game in Week 17, Baltimore-Green Bay. That's a Saturday night game on Peacock only. But that wild card round, CBS-Fox, NBC has Sunday night, super wild card weekend, I should say. ESPN, ABC will have Monday night again. Not quite yet time to start putting pieces together for this. Mm-hmm. But the other four games, Prime is listed as a possibility along with CBS and Fox. So heads up for that. Jim Nance.
I would say, though, the Monday night game is generally a 4-5 game. And right now the Bills could very much be in a 4-5 game.
Okay. What do we want there? We want there to not be that much travel between the two teams, right? They want to not make it so that they're disadvantaged the following week.
The reason is because all the other games, the teams that win on Saturday and Sunday, they'd have to wait to know their opponent. The 4-5 game gives those teams the ability to know they're going to play one of those teams. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
It just there's less contingent on the outcome of that game for the rest of the seeding.
But you don't want to have that game, if you can avoid it, be a game where somebody's traveling across the country.
Right, you would not, from our standpoint.
Seattle-Philadelphia is super tough on the winner. If the road team wins.
Right.
You know, so.
It's not very likely, but if the Chargers were to somehow win the AFC West and be the four or something, which they're not going to have a record that would be fourth anyway, but just hypothetically.
They could be the five have Baltimore.
Whatever. You don't want to be traveling across the country on a short week in the playoffs is the point.
Yeah, so. It seems unfair.
I agree. And I would say, though, the other thing is usually, but whoever does play Monday night, they get the Sunday the following week. They won't play Saturday, obviously.
That would make sense. Right. Jim Nance, and we'll get to today's stuff, of course. Jim Nance and Tony Romo have been the broadcasters for the Bills' last 8 playoff games. Mm. What would be the odds that streak continues? Like if it's... There's no knowing this. I'm sorry.
But obviously, if they're in a Monday night 4-5 matchup, no way, right?
That's ABC.
Being in the wild card round makes it, there's more possibilities there.
Mm-hmm. So it's 8 in a row, though. All right, Sal, enough about this nonsense. Let's talk about today's news. What's the latest on Christian Benford?
Can I get to yesterday's news? First of all, thank you very much. I did take your advice.
Evans? Okay, good. Good.
I did. I know you asked. I did. I took your advice. 19 points. He was projected for 12, so I'll take it. It was great. Just didn't get in the end zone, but, you know.
Which is only.
Nice night, so I appreciate it, Mike.
Which is only right if Worthy doesn't go for 20.
That's right. Yeah, I did put him in for Worthy.
But still, you bank 19 points on Thursday, and that's a good start to the week.
Feels good. Right.
100%. Way to start the week. Okay, Christian Benford. Sean McDermott confirmed today with me on the Extra Point Show that he injured his toe in practice yesterday. After he was on with me, he was with the local Buffalo media in the media room, and he said it was he didn't describe what happened. He didn't want to go into detail. He said basically normal practice play is what he said. So whatever that means, he also said that he doesn't believe it's long-term, but at this point, he's questionable to play, and he did not practice today, and he's questionable to play. And he reiterated with me and with the rest of the media, you know, we're less than 24 hours after this happened, and we're still basically gathering information on it.
Well, there aren't many players on the roster, perhaps needless to say, that are more important. Maybe not exactly in this matchup, but Benford has been big for them these last 2 weeks and on balance his whole career.
Agreed. And I just, even in this matchup, you're right, Mike. Like, there's not this one guy you want to have him cover. We talk about Diggs, but he's not going to be on him because it's, you know, mostly in the slot and things like that. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily have him travel with Boutte or Mac Hollins or Pop Douglas. But I do think in this matchup, because the Patriots will throw the ball deep and they want to attack you and they want to stretch the field a bit, you do have, you know, options here. And you can decide how you want to shade your coverage in different situations. And right now, they only have three active boundary corners, and that's Benford, that's Tre'Davious White, and that's Max Harrison. So if you can have, Christian Benford, and it's going to be Tre'Davious White and Max Harrison as your starters, that's great. But now you're now you're really limited in your options on things that you can do. You know, if you want to, if something were to happen to one of those guys, or if you want to have maybe Max Harrison come in certain spot situations, now he's got to play a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, that I'm sure we'd all like to see a scenario where the rookie sort of validates the first round draft pick status with some kind of big play if he gets, you know, more opportunity. But obviously the ideal scenario is that you have Benford in this game, especially, I mean, he's made obviously these big game changing type plays 2 weeks in a row. I think even if you put those aside, I mean, obviously I'm not looking to exchange them for anything. They were extremely valuable. He's been playing, I think, his best football for like the last 3-4 weeks anyways, Benford. So it's a tough time to see him leave the lineup.
I agree. And, you know, he's got the highlight plays, the scoop and score and the pick six. But he's also doing a great job as a corner and just, you know, shadowing DK Metcalf and really being on Ja'Marr Chase a lot in the last game. You know, he's doing all the things that the number one and elite corners do in the NFL. And McDermott last week talked about, you know, the nuances of this, which are he used to be a field corner. Now he's a, you know, boundary corner. And, you know, that's basically going from a guy that is on one side of the field to a guy that you can move around and do different things with. So, he's, again, it goes back to options. Is that really what you want Max Harrison to do? It's not. It's his first year, right? Like, you have Benford. You can have him do a lot of different things. You don't have him. Now you're kind of painting yourself into a corner with what you can do with Max Harrison on the field. And, you know, there's other things as well, but then what happens personnel-wise beyond that? Do they elevate Dane Jackson? That would most likely be the option. And we'll find out tomorrow by 4 o'clock. And by the way, they could elevate Dane Jackson anyway by tomorrow. That does not mean Benford's not playing.
Right, precautionary. Yeah, you might want him just in case.
Yep, but that's 100%, right? Like, you go out in pregame warm-ups and something happens, you don't have anybody, right? So tomorrow might not be the definitive indication if Dane Jackson is elevated, but if you don't elevate a corner, I think that's a really good indication that Benford's going to play.
I was going to say, right. Yeah, Jackson being elevated doesn't necessarily rule Benford out, but Jackson not getting elevated has to almost definitively mean they think Benford will play.
Yeah, that's just the numbers, the way they're going to work. So it'll be interesting to see. And obviously, it's not ideal to not have Christian Benford if that is the case, but I think encouraging news, obviously, he McDermott said he doesn't believe it's long-term.
Thinking about the first meeting where Stephon Diggs really just had a night against the Bills and their secondary, what about this matchup? You said a little bit already, like whether Benford would be, if he's healthy enough to play, would he travel with Diggs, or just what they might do differently defensively? When I think of that game, I don't have the box in front of me, but I think of it as the Patriots really didn't run the ball that effectively. They tried, but really couldn't get much going there. Hunter Henry might have had two catches. It was really all Diggs. May making these kind of, if you will, Allen-like plays in a couple spots, and then the Bills' turnovers. Is there something you would suggest the Bills want to do defensively in terms of like a game plan thing that would, you know, make life easier than it was that Sunday night?
Get closer to him. That's what I would say. I mean, that was the game, if I remember correctly, that was the game that after the game, the Bills were officially listed as having one pass breakup the entire night. And that pass breakup came from a defensive end, A.J. Epenesa. That was it. So my suggestion would be get closer to him. Get closer to Stephon Diggs. They want to get him the ball right off the line. They want to get him the ball immediately. They want to make sure they can just kind of stay on schedule, so to speak, right? They're going to use their passing game, especially with Diggs, as an extension of their run game. Personnel-wise, Taron Johnson has to play better than he did that night. That's just a flat-out fact. He's going to have to do that. And I know it hasn't been Taron Johnson's best year. I get it. He's still your best option there, and I still think he's a good football player. I got people telling me today and, you know, on social media or calling or whatever saying, you know what, they just need to get him out of there because he's not having a good year. Put Darnell Savage in there. He can play corner. I think that is just wildly overreactionary. Like, Taron Johnson is still your best chance, and he might not be the same player he is, but, man, you want to put somebody out there, and if you want to make some sort of switch, that particular position, it's much more than just covering someone. That's like a third linebacker. That's run fits. That's a lot of different angles and zone coverage and man-to-man that you have to know a lot of different things about. So I would say that Taron Johnson has to play better, and I think that they should get on these guys a little closer.
What's the latest for you on the Bills' run defense? The numbers are a little better here of late. Travion Henderson has popped since the Bills saw New England earlier. He played a little in that game, but it was Stevenson who scored twice. Do you think that they're getting better? Do you think it's more matchup-based? Henderson is fast, and if he's able to get second level, he could look like some of these other guys like Bijan have looked against the Bills and have a big day.
Yeah, that's what he's got to do to get to second level. I think they've been better. You know what, Mike? I think the biggest thing is the Bills have been better at tackling. And we went to that came out of, which game was it? Maybe Tampa, whichever game it was, the Bills were very much better at tackling. And we talked about that and how much they really did a really good job of that. Maybe it's Pittsburgh, actually. They just were so much better at tackling. That's what it was. Because Pittsburgh was so good at yards after catch. And I just think they've been better tackling, and that really helped. But run defense, the other thing is obviously it's Shaq Thompson, right? He's been in the middle of the defense. He's been a lot better. And I think that, you know, hey, Terrell Bernard's questionable, by the way. Mm-hmm. If he is able to play, what happens there? We've talked about this. Not really sure. Are they going to keep Shaq Thompson on the field? I would suspect they are in some capacity, and maybe even as the starting middle linebacker. So, yeah, Mike, I do think they're better. I know Travion Henderson has popped, as you say. He is still more of a home run threat than a get 4 yards guy. That's more Ramondre Stevenson. So, yeah, you do have to watch out for him busting one loose, but I don't think that's the kind of guy that they're just going to keep pounding at you all game, and the Bills have to be, you know, thinking about, you know, 5 yards a pop here, and then all of a sudden he's going to break one. I think it's just it could happen at any time. Mm-hmm.
My first thought on it, on if Bernard is active and can play, Sal, is that maybe we see some degree of a timeshare, not unlike what we saw initially. I think Poyer has been on the field more than Hancock, but and overall I think he has been, but mostly that was run down expectation versus pass down, and maybe the same thing could happen with Shaq Thompson and Terrell Bernard, but I'm almost reluctant to take Thompson off the field ever at this point, which I know might sound crazy because he was not a guy that anyone was – I didn't say anyone. It certainly was not a guy I was super excited about when they signed him, and it seems like he's really – this is like the third time in a row I've brought him up to you, I think, during these visits with you. Like, he's become an important player, yeah.
I mean, he's changed the defense. The whole middle of the Bills' defense is different than the last time these two teams played. First, you have Shaq Thompson playing middle linebacker. I mean, Matt Milano had just come back. I think he had missed games here. Dorian Williams wasn't around, but it's safety too, guys. Like, the safety position has changed a lot since these two teams have played. That was Taylor Rapp a lot. That was Cole Bishop more down in the box. Now you got Poirier down the box and Cole Bishop playing a little more center field. You're a little more athletic back there. And you got Poirier down there as your guy that can come up and, you know, fill in on those run fits. And I just think the Bills are more equipped now than they were then in the middle of the field based on all of that. As far as Terrell Bernard is concerned, could you see a timeshare? I guess so, and it would probably be that, right? It would be, okay, Shaq on run downs, Terrell Bernard on passing downs. I mean, at practice this week, he had a really big brace on his elbow, so yeah. We're not sure, right, if he's going to play, right? But if they're going to run at you, it just, you need Shaq Thompson, I think, on the field right now for everything he's done. But I don't think it's wrong to, you know, if you have Bernard ready to go and healthy, that he could go on the field and be more of an athletic linebacker and play in space when they need him to in those situations.
Caller earlier brought up the thing about how if you're playing a team, it's a big game, but not the highest of stakes. You might see them again. Do you, whatever the word you'd want here is to do, simplify or just
hold some stuff back?
Anything like we were. The 1969 Chiefs were brought to our attention earlier
right.
today as an example of a team that did this, and it was kind of a cool comparison. Do you give that any respect?
No, I don't think you hold stuff back. I think you just find new stuff if you play them again, really, you know? It's not like you have stuff you're not going to use, unless, I mean, you know, if the game gets 2-score game, you don't have to dip into that bag, but I think it's you see them again, you figure out new wrinkles and everything you've been doing. The Bills need to win this game. The Patriots want to win this game to win the division. They still need to win this game. It's a big game. I'll say this, though. I've done a lot of Boston area media this week. My gosh, are they treating it like it's a monstrous game over there compared to, I think, what... Yeah, Bills fans know it's an important game. You want to stay, and you don't want them to be celebrating. I think a lot of Bills fans are kind of, I'm not going to say resigned, but understand it's unlikely they're going to win the AFC East. So, okay, you're going to get a wild card. Still make sure you win some games here. You'd love to go there and prevent them from doing it. It is the Patriots. It's a big game. All those kinds of things matter. But, man, in Boston, it just feels like every time I go on one of these shows, it is just this massive game. And, like, even today, I'm on a TV station with them this morning. They're like, is this the passing of the torch from Josh Allen to Drake May? I'm like, Josh Allen's 29. Like, passing the torch. Right? Like, I don't know. I mean, this is the way sports are supposed to be. I think what happens is we live in this AFC East bubble where the Patriots owned it for 20 years outside of a year, and then the Bills owned it for 5 years. That is so abnormal in sports. You know what's normal? What's happening in the NFC North right now, right? Like, that's normal. Every year, it could be the Packers or now the Bears, the Lions. Like, passing the torch, no. I think it's significant, though, that they have a quarterback, you have a quarterback, and they're going to be battling for the next few years.
It sounds like you might get snow. Can you remember a Bills game in Foxborough where it was snowy?
No. I actually thought about this today, and I can't. I think maybe once or twice we got a tiny bit of flurries, but nothing stuck on the ground. No, and the funny thing is, the Bills have played there in December quite a bit, actually, in my time as the sideline reporter. I think I love going over there in December and that time of year up in New England. So I know that, and know that they have. I cannot remember a game in the snow there.
I remember an OJ game. We're going way, 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 way back. I don't remember the year, but I remember snow falling on the field at Old Schaefer Stadium.
Okay.
Not piled up, you know, nothing like we saw with Cincinnati, but there was snow and maybe snow piled up. On the sides, but
what about the game you and I went to? We didn't know each other, but in '89, right? You were at that game.
It was
right?
Cold, it was but freezing. No snow. Yeah, I don't remember it snowing.
The Bills lost there in '89.
The one where Bulldog forgot his tickets on the way there.
Yes, that is the one. Yes, it was like halfway from New Haven to Boston. Like, uh-huh. Oh my God, they're on! I can see them on the refrigerator behind a magnet.
It wasn't snowy there, but I was a freshman in college. And there were like four of us who wanted to go to Foxborough. And I was the one who had Wednesday off. I had maybe one class on Wednesday morning or something. I was the one who was free to go to Orchard Park to buy the tickets. That's where you had to get them, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it was a snowstorm. That was my first time driving in like real snow. And it wasn't my car. And I was alone. So just 18 years old, flying, drifting through mile strip in Abbott to get to the stadium. Fond memories.
I've never been to Schaefer Stadium. Isn't that the one, though, that they had the logo, the Patriots, like on the outside of the end zone, not in the inside of the end zone?
Oh, okay, maybe.
I don't remember.
I think they did that. Like, they had the, like it said Patriots, but it wasn't actually in the end zone. It was, like, outside the boundary of the end zone by the goalposts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but their last game, the last game at that stadium was the Tuck Rule, and it snowed that night. That was the last game ever at that stadium. They went to Pittsburgh the next week, won the Super Bowl, and then opened the new place, I think.
I think that's right.
All right. Sal, thank you. Enjoy your trip.
All right, guys. You got to have a great weekend.
There you go. That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I love the 1969 Chiefs drop earlier. If every day some random old team just came up, somebody called in about something, I would love it. And here again, my thing, I can't believe it. 14 games, 47 takeaways. And they had 38 of their own or something. And they, the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
What was going on? Why were teams fumbling every other possession in games in the 60s and 70s? There's a Chiefs game from 69 against Houston that I have up that they won. The Chiefs won 24-0. Well, of course they did, Bulldog, because they took the ball away 9 times. And they had 7 turnovers themselves.
9 times.
You're still going for that. Yeah. They had 7 turnovers themselves. 16 turnovers in the game. In October, it probably wasn't a blizzard or something.
Yeah.
Just what was going on in those years?
Well, no gloves. We know that.
No gloves. That's right. Maybe that affected the running backs too. Football Friday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Your thoughts on Sunday's matchup are welcome. We will have picks at 6. The Sabres are off tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're a really good football team. You know, if we go back and we can say we turned it over, I think, three times that game, you're not going to win many football games doing that. We got to have all hands on deck, and we're going to need everybody this week.
Josh Allen. It's making the rounds on social media that his wife is expecting. So congratulations to him and them. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR. Lines are open 803-0550. We were just talking in here about Bo Nix. Is he good?
He's passable. He's good enough that I think when you tried to include him and them on a list of teams that were like nowhere at quarterback or just not isn't clear what their way forward is, I pushed back. I don't think he's so good that he's, you know, beyond reproach, but they're winning. They made the playoffs with him as a rookie. They'll keep going with him. Like, I don't think there's any question about that at all.
I agree.
But I don't know how good he is.
At some point, that should come into play.
It should, yeah. You know, but it's only been one playoff year. Now, I recognize we're probably in an era here where you don't get, you know, three, four, five times if it goes badly. I mean, they got drubbed 30-7 last year in the playoffs. They're going to be a high seed, maybe even the top seed, and get a week off. And if the divisional round comes around and they see who, the Bills or anyone else even, maybe the Bills would make it even more palatable for them. Like, oh, well, we lost to Josh Allen and the Bills. You know, come back. They're going to come back next year no matter what. But the case will start to mount if they don't progress in the playoffs, you know, when they get there. So, but that's not significant until like year three or year four. I think you keep having 10 win seasons and getting to the playoffs, you get some leeway to figure out how you're going to do once you get there. I mean, Josh Allen wasn't very good in 2019, the first time he made the playoffs. And, you know, they didn't get killed 30-7, but, you know, he didn't look, he was kind of all over the place. And then he refined and got better. I mean, Nix does not have anywhere near the prodigious athletic gifts that Allen has. So it's not like he's going to become some super robot killer player or something. But, you know, they could win just him scheming it up with Peyton. Their defense is really good, so they've got that advantage. The weapons around him aren't, we were talking about this with Mike Girardi an hour ago, they're not much better skill-wise than the Bills. I mean, Sutton is better than anyone the Bills have, I think.
I guess.
But it's not, to me, in a blowout. And so, you know, there's that. But
what a year.
Yeah, right.
You know? What a year. I mean, last year, Kansas City offensively was pretty bad. But they won championships, and they had the reputation. Like, they still – nobody considered them really an easy out. And they weren't in the end. They didn't win the whole thing, but almost.
What I think of Nix is one of the reasons why I'm not as intimidated about going to Denver. Well, like, I don't know how much you'll have to do. Like, their defense is so good. It was so good last year, and the Bills hung 30 on them. That was here. This will more than likely be there. And that is – some significance, but I could see you winning a game there with 24 points. I just don't think offensively they're going to really challenge you that much.
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting number. If the Bills played in Denver this week, what would the total be? What would the spread be? So Green Bay is in Denver this week, and Denver is an underdog. The Patriots and Broncos, the two 11-2 teams, each on 10-game winning streaks, are both home underdogs. That's 2.5 and 42.5. So that's easy math, 22.5 to 20. The Denver's implied total is 20 points against the Packers. It might be a little higher against the Bills.
Right, the Packers have a little more respect, I think, defensively than the Bills have.
And the Bills-Patriots total is, I think, 49.5. So you've got the Bills expected to score 25.5 points. The Broncos expected to score 20, maybe high 40s, but 24, you want to think that that gets it done. All these teams, I started to say it, like Kansas City had issues last year, but they were the Chiefs, and everybody talked about how like you still have to knock them off. Like they were clearly the team to beat and the one last year. This year, all these teams seem about the same, including the Bills, but the Bills are different in how they're good than the other teams. You know, this is really another season where Allen is just carrying it, which, you know, maybe this time it'll work. But these other teams, who do you see? We don't say, forget the one seed for now. Like all these teams in contention, say they have to win three games in the conference. Somebody will only have to win two.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to knock each one down as a team that does not look like it could win three straight. Now, I mean, the Broncos and the Patriots have literally won 10 games in a row. But, you know, they're playing a playoff schedule now. Are they good enough to win the three? The one seed is still massive because that team doesn't have to play the first week.
Right.
New England or Denver. I mean, even Jacksonville here. Nothing seems really that scary. Maybe everybody would say that about everybody else. The Chargers are out there going, guys, no Chiefs. 9-4.
Right.
We've had adversity. We're here. Like, they're out there talking themselves into maybe it's us. Jacksonville. Hey, Houston slipped. Indianapolis is falling apart. There are things to like there. Denver, New England, Bills, AFC North. I don't think the AFC North teams are really having this conversation yet. There are too many problems
right,
with those teams.
Yeah, they're not focused on how easy it could be once they get there.
I don't think I wouldn't expect Steelers or Ravens fans to be walking around today going, we can beat anybody.
Right. More likely, we can't beat anybody.
I doubt
it. The opposite of that is probably more true. Yeah, and that does sort of, at least for me anyway, circle back to the emotions and the feelings around this game and afterward. You know, like if you're sitting here today positing that I'm not worried about having to go to Foxborough to win a playoff game or to Denver to win a playoff game, well, show that you can go win, you know, in what might be a really emotionally charged environment on Sunday. You know, the Patriots, talking to Mike again last hour, like he expects that crowd to be really jacked up and juiced in a way that they haven't been in a long time. Because they've been kind of dormant, and even at the end of their dominant run, they were just kind of bored. You know, like, all right, this isn't the Super Bowl, so I don't really know what I'm doing here. You know, I guess good play. But that's different now. So it's a lot easier, not that it has to be meaningful at all. Maybe it's utterly meaningless. But I think a lot of fans would feel a lot easier to see the Bills doing that in January if they can go handle this on Sunday. I just watched you go take this team's supposedly best punch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I had an answer, and I had enough to knock them down a peg. They still might end up getting what they want ultimately, but just aesthetically, all right, I know they can do that. Maybe even the Bills to have that in their back pocket. They've had tough times on the road this year. Maybe a quality road win over a team on a 10-game heater could go a long way for this team emotionally.
Drive around the league. How about it? Our Drive Around the League is brought to you by Mike Barney Nissan. Awesome cars, great dealership, lousy jingle. When we talked to Sam Paniadovich, we brought up how many games there are this week with big point spreads. Tennessee at San Francisco is one. The Raiders at Philadelphia. Indianapolis at Seattle. We've got picks coming up in 20 minutes. I hated this picks week. I just hated it. I don't know what to trust or who to trust. A lot of these games are like, oh, sure, Houston against Arizona. But the number is pretty big, 9.5 in this case. And I am an underdog vibes guy. Like Arizona, I liked them last week against the Rams. They got buried, which makes me want to pick them here. And Houston beat Kansas City. So shouldn't the pick be Arizona? Like, that's kind of my process.
Yeah.
But I hate myself for thinking it. Like, Arizona against Houston, don't you watch the games? I mean, Philadelphia kind of looks terrible often. How about all the turnovers in L.A.? Now they get the Raiders, 11.5. You're going to take the Raiders to cover against the Eagles in Philadelphia? It's not
with Kenny,
it's not
Pickett,
with Kenny Pickett. Like, it's not comfortable. But I feel like you should do it.
You'd have a hard time trusting the Eagles with that number, for sure, with the way they've looked lately.
There are a lot of games like this week where just, oh no, really? I have to make this decision? Miami at Pittsburgh. We know what Pittsburgh can look like. No TJ Watt. It's cold, and it's Miami at night in Pittsburgh. Do you take Miami? Do you trust that? I hate this week. I mean, I'm excited about it, but I don't expect to put any money on it. Just too hard.
I had a very easy time finding my
I'm games. Interested in that. I have a couple that I like, two games that I like, and even one of those is sort of it's a bad team. There are eight. This happened last year too, right? I mean, there are eight NFL teams that are 4-10 or worse. Or is that the record? 3-10 or worse?
There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 of those in the AFC. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 more of those in the NFC.
A quarter of the league is 3-10 or worse. Yeah. 3-10 or 2-11. It doesn't go worse than 2-11. There's three of those and 5 3-10s.
Yep.
And then the next rung up is Cincinnati. From there, 4-9. That's the only 4-9 team. Well, we're going to do them anyway. And Bulldog's thrilled with his choices. So
I am.
Follow him. He was 5-0 last week.
And I'm hot. And I won last night, too.
And you won last night, and
so
I lost.
I'm on a roll. All right.
Yeah, that one. All right. I could have had that one. Tampa. 28-14 at one point. Didn't get it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.